USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Many world leaders are stepping up as Russia's attacks on Ukraine continue. But New York Representative Claudia Tinney, a member of the Armed Services Committee, said we don't have one here in the United States.
I mean, why hasn't he been there negotiating this now? We have President Macron. You have other leaders around the world that are stepping up. We don't have a leader in the Oval Office. I know people say leading from behind. I think he's following from behind. But we're relying on France, of all places, to actually stand up and lead the world. We do not have a world leader. We do not have a person capable of leading the world.
Speaking on Newsmax, Tinney also said it's been Congress that has led the way when it comes to spending for Ukraine, not President Biden. Experts now fear that COVID-19 cases in the U.S. will rise over the next few weeks as the new BA2 variant continues to spread. Data from the CDC shows BA2, which is a subvariant of Omicron, has been tripling in prevalence every 2 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
10 pilots from 4 different airlines are now suing the CDC. They'd like to end the federal mask mandate, calling it illegal and saying it prevents them from flying safely. 7 of the pilots are from JetBlue. The rest are from Southwest, American, and PSA Airlines. Their lawsuit claims that thousands of unruly passenger situations during the pandemic have only been due to mask mandates. The TSA recently extended the mandate another month to April 18th. And gas prices keep going the directions drivers want to see. AAA reports the national average price for regular is down 2 cents to $4.28 a gallon. That's the lowest price in more than a week, but prices are still over $5 a gallon on the West Coast. The statewide average is $5.02 a gallon in Nevada, $5.12 in Hawaii, and $5.78 in California. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
It looks like the NFL might be changing their rules regarding overtime.
Three NFL teams are submitting proposals to the league to change overtime rules. The Indianapolis Colts and Philadelphia Eagles want each team to get one possession in overtime. The Tennessee Titans propose each team get one possession unless the team scores a touchdown and a two-point conversion first. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden announced that he's named Dr. Ashish Jha to be the new White House COVID-19 response coordinator as the White House looks to move the country into a new phase of the pandemic. Jha will replace Jeff Zients, who led the administration's response to the coronavirus for the last 14 months. He had a background in business and government, and he helped the Obama administration fix the troubled healthcare.gov website. Jha comes with a deep background in public health research. Russian authorities are now seeking a 13-year prison sentence for opposition leader Alexei Navalny in a trial critics see as an attempt to keep President Vladimir Putin's biggest foe in prison for as long as possible. Navalny, who's already serving 2.5 years in a penal colony east of Moscow, has been charged with fraud and contempt of court. The prosecution accuses him of embezzling money that he and his foundation raised over the years. Navalny has rejected the allegations as politically motivated. Get updated anytime at usaradio.com. For the USA Radio News Network, I'm John Hunt.